I want to say, if I had a little bit of a concern, and I know that you're very familiar with Tulsa, you've heard of some stores called Mervyn's. Mervyn's was a part of Dayton Hudson, one of the huge conglomerate retails. They're a California operation. They were coming gangbusters, coming from the west toward the east. They put a big operation, a big warehouse in Texas. They didn't really know what they were doing very well. They did not succeed eventually. C.R. Anthony used to say, it's the people that will go out of business that will hurt you the most in business. They did acquire several large locations in Tulsa that you probably are more familiar with than I am. They put a bid in Oklahoma City for the John A. Brown locations, which were very large locations. That, for real estate or whatever reasons, did not happen. So all of that was going on at the time. I think that increased the concern that people had. There were other people that were concerned about the growth of Walmart. I wasn't necessarily one of those because of the stories that I've already told you, that we did very well being close to Walmart stores and we could work with those people. So there's a lot of business factors going on, but we did owe it to our people to do what was best for the shareholders, and it's majority rule, and we got a good proposal, and it was adopted by, I think, 98% vote of the shareholders to sell control to Citicorp Venture Capital.
And then as time moved on, in 1991, Anthony's filed for Chapter 1 bankruptcy.
The company filed for a reorganization, and I think they were in that for a period of several months. And in some regards, that's different than a Chapter 7 liquidation. So the ownership structure changed, but most of the stores continued to operate, and the people kept their jobs as they normally had.
And it came out of bankruptcy in 1992, as I understand. Where were you in all of that?
I was a full-time commissioner at the Oklahoma Corporation Commission. I got sworn in 89. I did go to board meetings. There was the operating company and there was the holding company. I had given up my position as president of the company when we sold it in April of 87. I was chairman of the board of the operating company and chairman of the board of the holding company after a year or so. I gave the CEO, the president, and the chairman of the operating company up. But I was chairman of the board of the holding company during this period of time, but that was kind of monthly or quarterly board meetings. Largely, I was 100% full-time employee as a commissioner. Actually, I became chairman of the Corporation Commission after I'd been here 7 months. So that was my principal responsibility at that time. I was not involved in the management of the company.
And so was there the feeling that you got out at the right time? I mean, then this bankruptcy comes along.
Well, there's a little time period that you left out. We sold the company in April of 87. Do you remember what happened to the stock market all across the United States of America in the latter part of 87? I think it fell like 25%. It had one of the biggest nosedives until this recent financial crisis. So the timing was phenomenal. That's back to, it's better to be lucky than smart. You couldn't have had that transaction occur 8 months later. Hey, there's another thing I'll mention. Some people don't like to talk about these things. We, the United States, hadn't changed the minimum wage in many, many years, and then they changed the minimum wage. That had a very detrimental effect on the company. Now, I wasn't in charge of the management of the company and the operations at that time, so I'm not making an excuse for myself. I'm just telling you that for retail that is people-intensive, you know, discount stores have self-service. If your approach to business is to give customer service and to have free gift wrapping and all kinds of services, and then the wage rates changed, that was one factor.
And then in 1997, Stage Doors Incorporated acquired C.R. Anthony Stores.
Stage Store is a large operation and chain. It's headquartered out of Houston, Texas. It operated Stage. Oklahomans and people in this part of the country would also have known of the word Bell Brothers. That was a part of it, Palais Royale. There was at least a couple of hundred Anthony stores at that time that they operated under the name of Anthony's for a while, and then they changed all of those stores to the name Stage. Some of those stores are still open today.
Did you miss the business?
Well, I've thought a lot about that, or people have said, how is it different being a corporation commissioner with a duty and responsibility to all the citizens of Oklahoma? You know, your public utilities, your electric, your gas, your telephones are just as fundamental to your life and your health and your existence as clothing is, but it's a little different. I've more carried the burden of sincerely caring about all of our employees and the retirement trust. By the way, when we sold the company, the value of the retirement trusts over about an 18-month period of time almost doubled. And I already told you how some of the salespeople, that was their only source of retirement savings. We had so much paternalism and so much concern for our employees that, frankly, it was a 24/7 obligation. I told that to the people from Citibank. I said, you know, probably the years prior to the sale, I worked 50 Saturdays out of the year, and they just couldn't believe that. I mean, when the company first started, they worked 7 days of work. You got Sunday afternoon off. So people in the modern era don't know as much about work. I don't know that I've answered your question, but the burden of responsibility of the company, there were so many people that had their life savings, they had their jobs, they had their communities. I felt a stronger burden of responsibility as president and chairman of the board of the Anthony Company than I probably would otherwise. Not that my public service doesn't have an enormous responsibility, but it's maybe not as intense. It's as important, but it's not so intense every day. But see, I can say that differently too. I have families call me. Their gas or electric is cut off because they can't pay their bills. Somebody's on life support or this or that. So I get calls in this office where people depend on somebody to go to bat. And sometimes they call me out of desperation. And by gosh, sometimes I can help them. And sometimes I do it. I enjoy helping people. And I know you didn't ask me this question, but I'll just tell you, I think that my experience with the Anthony Company and the stores is fundamentally important to how I approach my duties. I approach my duties as a public servant based on the retail model. You might say, retail, what are you talking about? I mean, one person at a time, caring about people. You know, you can get out a big book of data and figures and talk about the economy of Oklahoma and this and that, and the grand totals are important, but it's all a matter of individual people and families and communities being added up together.